Jessica.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, guys. People who are requesting to talk, I can't say yes to that. Unless we're mutuals. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But feel free to chat in the scheduled chat if you want. There's a YouTube chat available. Hi, Dad. I'm looking at it. I opened it up on the schedule.
Okay. I opened it up on schedule for those who don't want to use the hashtag. Because people were asking for a live chat, so we have it here now. Ooh, hey. I finished JoJo Part. Oh my god, I can't get the... No, give me the... Restore the chat. Oh my god, I can't... No, give me the Google. Oh my god. No, please, put it back in the... There we go. Well, that'll have to do it for now. Can I minimize this bitch? Oh, hold on, sorry. We can let people file in.
We can let people file in. Hello, guys. Hello, hello. Please feel free to take a seat. Take a load off. Take a load off. Welcome, everyone. Hold on. There we go. I got it. That's right, bitch. Excuse me, a little bit of Adam Sandler just crept out of my soul right now. I apologize. I'm going to be looking at the hashtag as well. Do-do-do-do. We're talking JoJo today. If you guys haven't seen JoJo, this is your... Part 1 through 4, spoilers. There we go. Alright. Now you can't yell at me. You can't get mad. You can't get mad. Did you finish part 4? I did. I finished it. I liked it. JoJo Cali art win. That would be kind of cool. I'll definitely drop a like on that. Faux show. That sounds good. That's the good stuff right there. Here's your warning, lads. You can't get mad. I'm already fuming. What? WTF. Already? Yes, I'm fast. I'm fast. Did you finish it with your friend or by yourself? I went to her house and we watched like a good 12 episodes. But then she was like, yeah, you can watch the rest by yourself, so. She released me from the bonds of having to watch part 4 only with her, so. There's tons of JoJo Cali now. Wait till you hit part 5. I actually did start watching part 5, but I'm not going to talk too much about it because this is specifically part 1 through 4, no spoilers. But I can tell I'm going to like it a lot. What's my favorite part so far? Oh, it's such a hard question because I really like everything. Like, I already really honestly like everything. How do you feel about Kira? Oh my gosh. All right, so this is crazy. So I actually drew Kira and Killer Queen ages ago, and I totally forgot about them until they showed up again in the anime. It was for a commission. Yeah. Part 2 a banger? Yeah, no, I loved part 2. Yeah. Did you like Rohan? Everyone likes Rohan, I think. Yeah, I like Rohan, too. The first time that I became kind of interested in, like, hey, I should probably try and pick up JoJo's is when I was watching just, like, regular Japanese television, and then the live action with Rohan as the main character came on, and I was like, what is this? And I was like, oh, it's a JoJo live action. Yeah. Anyway, not trying to dodge any questions. I thought Kira was, like, an interesting villain, I will say. Yeah, I didn't dislike him, and I thought that like they gave he had like an interesting like motivation, I think. How'd you feel about Jotaro? I still love Jotaro, but I can't pick a fave over Josuke and Jotaro because I like them both the same amount for different reasons. I feel like I like Jotaro because he kind of like made me like him, you know, over time, because I started off really not liking him at all, and then he grew on me. But Josuke is just like such a good boy with like a little temper, you know, he's just like a good pro tag. But I still think I like Jotaro more. Okay, but Jotaro lost to a rat. I mean, yeah, but listen. You say Joseph best JoJo? I also love Joseph. See, I'm not going to be real interesting, guys, because I actually just love everything about JoJo's. Like, I love every part. I love almost every character. But what did you think about Jonathan Joestar? I mean, I liked him in the beginning when I first started watching it. When I first started watching JoJo, I was like, okay, this is kind of fun. So like he holds a special place in my heart for being like the very first that I ever watched. But when you compare him to the others, that's a tough one. You know? I still feel the same way about Speedwagon. Speedwagon's the dude. I tell you what. That's the dude right there. Even though Speedwagon like technically never really fully comes back at all. You just get like, oh, the Speedwagon Foundation is doing all this shit. I still freaking love Speedwagon, which is why I think you guys should watch the original parts. I'm glad I did. Do you miss Caesar? I miss Japanese Caesar. Japanese speaking Caesar. Oh, I personally like Joseph, but Josuke is very good too. Yeah, I love Joseph too, especially like seeing Joseph grow through the series and get older is just like, man, that pulls at my heart. I love it so much. Oh gosh. Speedwagon moves the world. I'm so glad that I like watched the first part because like it makes it so much more special every time the Speedwagon Foundation pops up. My mind just goes back to this dude who I thought was going to be a nothing character in the alleyway meeting Jonathan. I was like, cool, this is going to be like a one-shot filler bad guy. And then it's like, oh no, just kidding. Speedwagon is a big freaking deal. Yeah. And Joseph gets older, but Jotaro gets younger. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it isn't really fair to compare part one to the rest because it's so different, not to mention way shorter. It is so different. If I really think about where the series is right now and I think back to part one, it's like, eh? I feel like it's a really good prologue, though. Like a really good prologue that I recommend that you watch. You don't have to like it, I just recommend that you watch it. Is Iggy the best dog? Yes. Dude, I hated that dog. Until also the dog gradually grew on me. Especially like what that's what I call character development. That's what I call character development, baby. Yeah. I didn't really like Iggy at first. I was like, this dog's annoying. But then I cried when, you know. So weird looking. Yeah, he looked like a human. He looked like a human. Never get attached to dogs in JoJo. Ooh, that's a really good piece of advice. Oh yeah, Whole Horse the Cowboy. That dude was kind of fun. I liked when he teamed up with like the Oingo Boingo bro and they had like their little collaboration. It was funny. Yeah. Man. What are my expectations for part 6 through 8? Part 6, it's only been animated up to part 6, right? So I need to read probably the manga afterward. I don't really know what to expect. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't look a lot of things up about the future ones because I'm trying to wait just to like see who's going to be the next pro tag. Because I want to like be able to point and be like, oh man, that's so and so's kid. This is so and so's half cousin twice removed. Oh man, only the first third of part 6 is out. Oh, I see. It gets pretty bizarre. I see some questions about what my favorite stand is. Oh gosh. Ah, there's so many. Hold on, let me think. Hold on. My mind is going through all the stands. I actually really do like Heaven's Door a lot. It seems a little OP though. Just because, like, if my dude can write, like, whatever he wants in people's faces, like, that, it seems really OP, but then it kind of shows you how it's not super OP, because it's not like he gets to learn everything about the opponent. Some things get hidden away, so that's nice they kind of nerfed it. Do you like Kakyoin? I freaking love Kakyoin. That's the dude right there. What do you think about Lisa Lisa? You look like her? Do I really? I mean, her being Joseph's mom had me kind of like, what? But I mean, I was like, okay, I'll buy it. I mean, I kind of figured anyway, but I was like, all right. I liked her, though. I thought she was cool. Yeah. So did you think about a stand for yourself? Oh, I'm having a hard time coming up with one, but definitely something involving like Death Sensei, I think, would be sick. Yeah. Thoughts on Koichi? He's so small. But he grows up a lot over the series, so I like him. You know? He's a good boy. He's a good boy. Polnareff, my man. Polnareff's the real MVP. Don't fear the Reaper. That's a nice name. I like that. Megadeth. Yeah, I like that. Don't Fear the Reaper. That's a good name for a stand. I'm into that. Doctors, haters, stay young with this weird breathing technique. That's what my chiropractor told me. You need to try this breathing technique. I'm like, I'm good. JoJo OP cover when? Oh, dude. I'm going to do a JoJo karaoke. JoJo's karaoke. Just wait for it. Wait for it. It's gonna happen. Adam Sandler, shut up. I also like Black Parade. That's kind of cool. What about Death 13, Callie? That kid made me want to punch him. Punch a baby. That was the only time that I've ever thought, you know what? I'm gonna punch this baby. I was not a big fan. But I thought the stand was cool. It was a clown. Wow, Adam Sandler. You're about to get punched. You're about to get punched for that. Don't you give me that. Speaking of which, I know that I said we're only talking parts 1 through 4 and this isn't spoilers, but can we talk about the ED of part 5 really quick? If you watch that shit on Netflix, hold on. Can we just talk about that? Can we just talk about the fact that the OP starts and it cuts off? Hold on. Stop. Let me compose myself and take a drink. I was like, oh, this is a smooth jam. All right, I like this. This is a smooth jam. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll send this to a producer next time. I'm like, maybe I'll send this to a producer for a reference so I can make a song like this someday. And then the lyrics start. I'm like, oh, okay, this is a little strange. And then it hits that line and then it goes to the next episode. Can't take it. Stop in the chat every time I close my eyes. Stop. The ending song is extremely sensual. Well, yeah, I could tell in the beginning. I was like, oh, this is a song that isn't like made like, this is like just a song that they're like, oh, I like it. Let's use it. Like, you know how they used Walk Like an Egyptian at the end of JoJo's part 3? I was like, oh, okay, cool. But then I heard, like, the rest of it, and I was like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Get out of here with those melons in the chat. Oh man, some moist. I'm glad you guys knew what I was talking about. Walk Like an Egyptian is awesome. Yeah, it fit JoJo's so perfect that I always let it play. I would be like, nope, watch the credits. Watch the credits. After watching JoJo, will you buy the drip? You mean listen. Jotaro's hat, though. Hold on. Hold up. Hold up. All the EDs are random songs. The OP's original for the anime. Nice! Yeah. That's pretty cool. Man. I watched the credits, too. Yeah. I was like, oh, man, let's go. Have you watched the full ED? It changes after a few episodes. No, I haven't. I'm still pretty early on, so. Yeah. Still pretty early in there. She has his hat. I bet not yet, but I will. I'm gonna go buy it. That's why I have to say, I love Jotaro, but my fave Jotaro is Jotaro from part 3 with the hat. Because the hair with the hat is so good. And, I still like his hat and his hairdo in part 4, but it's just... The part 3 look is, iconic to me. I want a figure of Jotaro from part 3. I think. Yeah. I have a Jotaro hat, so they exist! Oh, man. Do a JoJo pose in 3D. I'll think about it. In your opinion, where does Jotaro's hat stop and his hair begin? Ooh, this is a good question. Maybe his hat... is just, a part of his hair. No, that's not true. He takes it off in that one episode. Dang it! I would love it if it just grew from his head. Yeah, a Figma with the point. He's gotta be pointing. Yeah. Yup. Jessica Best JoJo, you say? Yeah, speaking of the point, it was probably OP3 of part 4 that, kind of solidified my love for all the characters in part 4. Because it felt really good. It felt like a whole town getting together to solve a murder mystery. And that was it reminded me of Persona 4, but unlike Persona 4, I really jived with this a lot more. It gave me similar vibes, but for some reason I was more I bought this a little bit more, this story. Yeah, great days. Yeah, I just thought it was just a really sweet opening, and it made me, I don't know, it just made me like everyone a lot, and, really cheer for them, you know? Yeah, so. They had all the previous OP singers, too. That's so cool. Oh, it's so good. I want to sing it someday. Yeah. Persona 4, but bizarre. I mean, they have a lot of similarities. They're, searching for a killer who's just, amongst the people. And they all kind of band together to do it. They're kind of in the Inaka. But, I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of P4. I thought it was, fine. But it felt a lot like it was inspired by JoJo. Yeah, maybe it was. I mean, it makes sense. And they all got, they've got their personas. They're not really stands, but similar kind of feeling. But, yeah. I still have a soft spot in my heart for Crazy Noisy Bizarre Town. That's also a good one. That one's good, too. That one's good, too. I love all the OPs, honestly, from part 4. They're all super good. Super good. Where's the Joe and Higashikata? Come on, you know why it has to be that way. This tag. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm gonna copy link to tweet here. This is really good. Persona is a JoJo reference. I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, you do have the Jotaro hat. Nice. Would you like to explain why Iggy looks like? No! Oh no! Oh, so this is a sick figure. Hey. What's my favorite OP? It's gotta be Bloody Stream.
da 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 da.
I love you guys having fun in the tag. This is fun. Am I feeling rested today? I'm feeling a little better. Just having fun chatting with you guys. Where's Connor, by the way, beating Jump King, the DLC? No, I heard his computer's broken. So maybe not. Caesar! I really didn't think they were going to do that to the homie. I seriously thought that he was going to be there like until the end. That's another thing that I really like about JoJo's, is that, like, they're not afraid to kill off important characters. Like, this character you love? Yeah, fuck you, and fuck him, or fuck her. They're gonna die. Did you watch Mighty and Senpai's cover yet? I didn't know she did a cover. That's right. I did. I heard that she did a JoJo cover, but I didn't know it was Bloody Stream, so I have to check it out. Invite Kanur to your tea time chat? Maybe. He's free to jump in if he wants to. Don't bother him. Don't bother him. We'll talk about it sometime. He was like, I never want to play a game about jumping again. Yeah, well, I told him he could do the DLC, and it looks like I've got him. We've got him, folks. I like that JoJo's really unpredictable. Yeah, that's another thing that I love is, like, I don't know, the explanations for why, like, or how they get out of situations, it's not, like, super ham-fisted. It's, like, they get out of, like, the trouble that they get into in a really smart way, I think. So, I'm really impressed by that. You know, occasionally there are a couple, like, goofy things where I'm like, oh, that's kind of goofy. That's a silly thing that you did right there. But for the most part, it's really quite clever. Jump in, Jump King brain rot hasn't left. It never will. They're all pretty clever. Yeah, that's how they've stayed alive so far. It's all about the brain battle. Araki is Dio. Is Araki Dio? I don't really know a lot about the author of JoJo's, but I don't know. Maybe my dude is Rohan secretly. I mean, my dude is... Is Araki-san the artist and writer? And I mean, Morio was based off of his hometown, apparently, so... Araki is Rohan. I knew it. I knew it. He has Heaven's Door. Apparently he hasn't aged in like 30 years. Yeah. Oh, he's both. Nice, nice. So artist and writer. Rohan is actually a self-insert. Some say Rohan is a self-insert. I kind of felt that. You should try going to that JoJo bar Connor keeps talking about. Is there a JoJo bar? Shut up. Now I just want to go and see. There's a Rohan OVA spinoff if you haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I haven't seen the OVA. I've only seen the live action, like a couple episodes that were just on Japanese television. So, what's the best design stand for me? I really liked Killer Queen a lot, but let me think. I liked the hand. I like the hand. The hand is good. Yasu! Whose Japanese voice I actually honestly loved so much. He just sounds like such a doofus, but like a hardcore doofus. Rohan's spinoff is on Netflix. Nice. Zahando! Zahando! Okuyasu is the boy. I'm glad they didn't take Okuyasu away from me. I was about to throw a fit. Yeah, the hand is super OP if you think about it. Kind of reminds me of that dude who could like put things into the void from part 3. Zahando! So I have a favorite fight. It's really predictable, but I loved the fight between Jotaro and Dio at the end of part 3. It was just so cool with all their time-stopping antics. And, like, it felt to me like it was the correct amount. It was like the correct length, and it had like the correct amount of buildup that like made me enjoy it, so that I wasn't like let down. The hand is hella slow though. Ah, yeah, I guess so. It's got to, for all those other buffs that it's got to be a little slower. Favorite names? Oh man, that's also tough. Because there are so many fun ones. I love when I find them like named after like songs and stuff like that. Like Killer Queen's like Bomb Type 3 Bites the Dust. I was like, oh man. Yeah, another one bites the dust. Brow, brow, brow. Hey, another one bites the dust. So good. So good. I didn't like, that was one thing that I couldn't stand, though, is, like, I thought that, I told you guys, I kind of had to watch the dub when I was drawing, but then I'd switch back to the sub when I was, like, watching it, like, for realsies. And I couldn't, I could stand them changing, Josuke's from Crazy Diamond to Shining Diamond. I was like, all right, whatever. But they changed, when they changed Killer Queen to Deadly Queen, I was like, no, man, what? You've lost the reference. You've lost the reference. You love part 5 and 6. Yes! I love that. I wonder why they changed it. If it was like, if the reference was too on the nose or what. But all stands beyond part 3 are based on musical references. Yeah! It was for copyright? Ah, oh, that's such a shame. They literally had to. That's so sad! No, why is it always this way? Why is it always this way? Ah! Oh, man. That's a shame. A little too on the nose. That sucks. That makes me sad. Man. I mean, I understand that, though. I've been on that side of things, so I get it. But doesn't make me any less, like, happy about it. I understand, though. No freaking way. Biscuit, flaccid pancake. This is no, stop. No. Oh, no way. There's some pretty funny localizations, though. In that case, then I don't blame them at all. I don't blame them at all. That's funny. Part 5 has Sticky Fingers changed to Zipper Man. Wow, holy shit! Flaccid Pancake, no! That one is real. That is funny. That's not so much a spoiler, I think that's pretty funny. That's good, that's good shit. Oh my gosh, I'm excited to see the localizations then. I'm hype. Oh man, this is some good shit. It's kind of weird thinking about like the previous parts though, when I've already watched like now up to part 5. Parts 1 and 2 seem so long ago, and they were completely fighting with like powers we couldn't see back then. Filthy acts at a reasonable price. I'm so glad. That's funny. I'm glad that they had fun with it then. If that's the way that it had to be, I'm glad that they had fun. Green Day to Green Tea. No way. Can we talk about Joseph's mom? Like, my lord. Joseph's mom is hot. Nah, she's beautiful. Oh, I miss the Pillar Men. I miss Hamon. Me too. But it's okay. I like both Stans and Hamon for different reasons, so. Oh, Paco Papa. Hello. I'm talking about JoJo. I like JoJo. I watched JoJo parts 1 to 4. Welcome. Yeah. Oh man, I think JoJo's the one main character that like I feel like we've seen grow up like through the series into like an old dude. Isn't that amazing? Stands were originally supposed to be a form of Hamon. Oh, I see, I see. JoJo fighting games? Oh my God. I want to play them. Joseph is the best. I love Joseph. JoJo who? Jonathan? There are so many JoJos. They're pretty good. Nice. Yeah. Fight for the Future by Capcom is amazing. That's cool. I'll check it out. Thank you for telling me. Only one is good stuck on PS3. I see. Taste Joseph and Joyer. I like everyone. I like every JoJo character for the most part. I think that there are only characters that like the only characters that I feel ma about are probably like villains and side characters. Sad Ora Ora noises. I love these. Oh my gosh. Oh, thank you. Nice. JoJo, may I introduce you to All Star Battle PS3. Thank you. Cool. All Star Battle. Nice. Do you like the spike head kid from part four? What was his name? Shigechi? Was that his name? The one with Harvester? That dude was done dirty, but I didn't like I hate characters that are two-faced like that. Yeah, Shigechi. I liked his Japanese voice. I thought it was funny. Shigechi. That money scheme was really smart. Harvester, my harvester. Ultimate sacrifice. Died for a sandwich. No! I felt bad when he died, yeah. I thought his episode was like it made me want to punch him, but I didn't want him to die, you know? Shigechi Stan should have been called Nickelback. No, Shigechi Sandwich. He's just a kid. The best stand is the chef's stand with the tomatoes. Oh yeah, the chef. I remember the chef. Yeah, I thought he'd be a villain, the chef, but he was super nice. Just a nice guy. Dio got doxxed over a fly. Think about that a sec. That shit was wild. Antonio! I love Tonio. Tonio. Use this card to Kotowaru someone. Oh, my homies hate you, can't you? Oh, man. Nice. I'm looking at these memes. Oingo boingo! Boingo boingo, Kobe. These are fun. These fun memes. What are my thoughts on Yoshikage Kira? Good villain. Good villain. Genuinely, really interesting. A lot of times you get villains who are just like stupidly evil, and you're like, all right, I can't really, like, relate to you. But I thought that his, like, just wanting to be a normal dude was really relatable. I mean, he's a murderer, so he's gotta die. But, like, I thought it was neat. Who's my favorite main villain? Let me think. That's a good question. I like the Pillar Men. Yeah. So the first time that, like, when I watch, like, funny shows, or, like, when I was watching JoJo's, like, I'd laugh internally, like, ha ha ha, that's funny. But it's the first time that I laughed, like, out loud alone in my room was when they introduced one of the Pillar Men as AC/DC. And I literally went, ha ha ha! I was like, wait, what? And I rewinded it, and I was like, what the fuck? AC/DC. I literally lost it. AC/DC. Wham-o. Oh yeah, I guess. Oh yeah, it's. Oh, that's freaking funny. Wham, wham. I get it. I love that it's spelled AC/DC for copyright reasons. Aztec dubstep intensifies. Yeah, dubstep BGM. Pillar Man theme is so good. Yeah, it's pretty good. No spoilers other than part 4? Oh, no, no, parts 1 through 4. So we can spoil 1, 2, 3, and 4. Yeah. Mm-hmm. AC/DC, Wham, and Cars. Oh, I love it. Oh, man. Yeah. Creepiest villain? The boat dude. I wanted to kill that. The boat monkey. Yeah, boat monkey. I hate the boat monkey. No, I remember Santana. Wait, Santana, hold on a second. I remember Santana. Yeah, 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 Santana! And then he went into a fucking box and they shoved him away into an ultraviolet box. I remember Santana. I thought that Santana was gonna become like a main character. So sad. I wanted Santana to team up with Joseph. Because, like, the way that, like, Joseph was bantering with him, I was like, oh, he's going to become friends with him. But then it didn't happen, so. Yeah. Are you sure it's not the guy who turns Jotaro into a kid? Hold up. Okay, can I say something really quick? Part 3, when it gets into the second half of part 3, shit starts off yabai immediately. With that episode, and then also with, No, stop. Hold on. I didn't forget his name. I like this character. Hold on. Abdal. Abdal. I didn't forget his name. I love Abdal. Abdal and Joseph. The Abdal and Joseph episode. And then, like, immediately, then you get the shit with Polnareff being turned into a kid. The magnet lit. Yeah, with Joseph and Abdal, I was like, what the fuck? Joseph X Abdal. Yeah, the magnet episode. I was like, I laughed so much. I laughed. Yeah. Oh, that was good. The magnet scene, yeah. Oh my god. Man, that was funny. That got real bad real quick. I love the old lady in the magnet episode. Oh yeah, she keeps hitting on Joseph. Oh my gosh. Joseph's expression. I love Joseph. Ah, oh, man. This is so cool. Part three definitely was bizarre. Cure is based on David Bowie?
Eh?
Holy shit. That's nuts, so. Joseph's English cracked me up. Oh, yeah, Joseph's English. Oh, my God! Oh, shit! Oh, my God! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, my God! I literally couldn't help it. I couldn't help myself. Just die laughing. Did you watch the Japanese version? Both. The Japanese and English. I love that when Joseph comes back to life, his first idea is, hey, let me prank my grandson to traumatize him. It was me! Dio! Oh my God, I get that it was me, Dio. Explaining how he went on a 50-day trip to Egypt to kill a vampire. Yeah, what out, out, out. All these memes. Oh, the cherry. Dedo, 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 dedo. That's good. Dedo, 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 dedo. Good shit. Oh, Killer Queen looks so good in that art. Killer Queen looks like a persona. I like it. Dio was named after the metal legend. Is that true? Man. I wanna... What the fuck? What is this? It was me! Dio! There's the magnet episode. There we go. Nice! Wow, so many people are here watching me talk about JoJo. Thank you for watching me talk, listen to me talk about JoJo. Thank you, everyone. So many cool people here, thank you. Would you buy JoJo drip? Yes, yes, I would. I would, I'd buy the hats, I'd buy the bling. They did Kakyoin dirty, though. They kept avoiding his Emerald Splash, which is unavoidable. Yeah, it's supposed to be unavoidable. What the fuck? Yeah, no, I wanted Kakyoin was done dirty. Because it's JoJo. I'm so glad that I checked it out. It's fun listening to you banter. I can always talk about JoJo. This is a good place to talk about JoJo in my schedule chat. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. We're still talking, though. I'm not ready to go to sleep. I miss my boy Kakyoin. Me too. But my Emerald Splash! Hold on, let me turn on the, I need to turn on the air conditioning. There we go. Okay! What's a smart idea? Emerald Splash! Emerald Splash! What's up, Callie? What's up? What's up, everyone? Did you talk about JoJo intensely with Iris? No, no, no. I want to talk about JoJo with Iris, though. Soon. Soon. I want to go to tea with Iris. Very soon. And talk only about JoJo. And maybe Hold Alive. But mostly JoJo. Kakyoin did figure out Dio's stand. That's true. He made a big sacrifice. Can you do a yare yare daze? Yare yare daze. I don't know. Yare yare does it! Sorry. Yare yare does it. Good grief. Yare yare does it. Yare yare does it. Yare yare does it. Good grief. Good grief. You should really see if Ina's into this. Does Ina like JoJo? Yare yare does it. Good grief. Yare yare daze. If I don't try and sound like a guy, maybe. Here, here, it does it. I don't know. That was maybe my favorite OP, actually, now that I think of it. End of the line. その殺しを dun 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 dun. End of the line. Yeah. Oya oya. Ora 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 ora. Hurrah! I love End of the Line. It's so good. End of the world. End of the line. They both mean the same shit to me. It's the same shit. Zawardo! Which opening is your favorite so far? Probably that one. End of Zawardo. Muda, 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 muda. I love that. Okay. No, this is part five spoilers. Never mind. Never mind. You can probably figure out what I was going to say, though. Muda, muda, muda. Muda, muda, muda. Ora, 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 ora. Muda, 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 muda. They both say different things. Have you analyzed the OPs for how well they spoil the show as an MV artist? No, I haven't. Should I? I think I know. Muda? The 7-page Muda. You gonna have another JoJo talk after you've caught up? Yes, of course. Absolutely. 7-page Muda given form. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm so excited. 7-page Muda. What about Kira rewinding the OP? That was so cool. That was so cool. I was like, all right, nice. Nice. Great days. I kind of figured Caesar dies because the OP. Oh my god, did that spoil it? I'm just an idiot then. 7-page Muda is insane animated. I can't wait. I'm so hype. Yeah, I thought, end of the world. End of the world. Yeah, that was so cool in the end when, like, it stops and then, like, Dio, like, stops time and, like, walks past Jotaro. I was like, woo! So cool. So cool. You're gonna love part 5. I'm excited! Parts 1 through 3 openings had a lot of spoilers. Yeah. David Production loves part 5 so much. I hear part 5 is great. Yeah, I hear it's super awesome. Okuyasu's a good boy. I also love Okuyasu. I love... The show is so good at making me love, like, every character. And even the side characters, I'm like, okay, they're cool. I don't hate them. Like, and I don't even dislike... Like, I like them. But, like, all the main characters, the show is so good at making me like them. How many episodes of part 5 have I watched? Let me see. I have Netflix open right now. I'm on episode... Do I have to play it? Season... Ah, shut up! Stop! Season 4, episode 4, Gang Initiation. What? No, that's wrong. That's wrong. I watched it on the television a second ago. And I think I'm on episode... They're on the boat. No, stop! Shut up! No, stop it. Okay, can you maybe not? Shut up! I'm still watching the English dub because I'm animating. Episode 7, Six Bullets appears part 1. I'm right in the middle of it. Sorry. There was a weird, like, mouse show on in the background. Sorry, sorry. Oh, the boat. Yeah, we're all on the boat. Dude, those, when they did the dance with the radio in front of the guy, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah, the torture dance. I'm like, what is this show? I love this. Have you talked about your favorite stand and ability? Let me think. There, I like, yeah, I think I mentioned Rohan. Rohan is my favorite. Yeah, I like Rohan's Heaven's Door. Heaven's Door! Yeah. Torture dance track slaps, though. It's so good. What's my favorite scene? It's really funny. Yeah, part five is really funny so far. And I love Giorno. I love Giorno so much. What a good character. I love that each JoJo main character is, like, distinctly different from the others, but is still so easy to like. You know? I love Giorno. How do you feel about Shigechi, though? I answered this. I wanted to punch him, but I didn't think he deserved to die. Yeah. And his hair is so funny. I love it. Yeah, Giorno. Favorite JoJo? Oh, it's a tie between... Oh, I like all of them. Oh, my God. Joseph and Jotaro are, like, neck and neck. Like, I like them the same amount. And then Josuke is really close afterward. And then I still like Jonathan. But I haven't seen Jolin yet, so we'll see. But she kind of made me also want to watch JoJo because she seems fucking cool. So it's his head. What is his head? I feel like I'm going to disappear into his head curls. It must be really hard to watch part five if you've got, like, trypophobia. I do love Josuke, though. First impressions of the part five cast. I want to know more about them. I like them so far, but I've only just barely met them. I like the young one that's still in school. He's pretty fun. Joseph, definitely coolest and funniest judge. There are a lot of big fans of part two, and I can totally understand why, because it's so fucking good. It's so good. I love part two. Josuke is a bro. Imagine if they did Italian accents for part five dub. Alex, you just reminded me. I was going to mention that. Holy shit, I'm so glad that they didn't. I don't know if I could have animated while working. Oh my god. The Rock looked exactly the same as the other one. Funniest shit I ever saw. The donuts! Oh my god, Giorno. Ooh, I have a stand. Cool. What? This is so sick. Nice. Heaven's Door. Nice. Wow. This is good. Yes, 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 yes. That part was so good. I do like Jonathan, though. No disrespect to Jonathan. I think Jonathan is a good character. I enjoy the Jonathan a lot. I just feel like it's so easy for him to fall into, like, being forgotten because he's, like, the first ever. But I did like him. How much did you love the Darby fights? Those were good. Those were good. Kira looks really cool in that. Oh my god. What am I looking at? Why are you seeing Walk Like an Egyptian? We'll put it on the JoJo, the JoJo karaoke. Yeah, nice idea. Have you seen Connor's JoJo collection? This is pretty sick. Wow, he really, really freaking likes JoJo. Oh my gosh. It's the torture dance. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yamada likes JoJo. Nice. They need all the EDs in karaoke. I'll think about it. I'll think about the one from part five ED. Part five ending. I can do JoJo watch-alongs. I just kind of prefer to watch it by myself, but I think maybe we can watch some episodes together. Like is not the correct word. Obsessed. He's cripplingly addicted. Yeah, now that I'm looking at the picture, he has so many JoJo posters. Many, many, many JoJo posters. And figurines. Holy shit. Wow. Laplace only reads the manga? I see, I see. Nice, okay. Good shit. Part 4 live action? What? Oh my god. Right. Holy shit. What is this 3D animated Joseph Joestar I'm looking at? Huh? Did you know Dio is a girl fan? Dio is a girl fan? No way. Dio shrooms. Bellissimo, son of a mama, is making super hot pizza pies, and basically that's amore, huh? Just watch the moon hit your eyes. This is good. You don't fuck you. On Stardust, your Crusaders. Oh, man. Part 4 live action is really good. Heh? The Part 4 live action? Interesting. Nice. Thank you for reading. You're welcome. I'm looking through the tag. Speedwagon, best girl. I love Speedwagon. I love Speedwagon forever. Even today, I love Speedwagon. What you thinking here? Oh, I like this ora 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 mug. Mug cup. Ora 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 mug cup. Nice. Very nice mug cup. Smug cup. Yeah. The torture dance. Yeah, they went really hard with the torture dance based off these 4 panels. Oh, that's so good. Oh my god. Next, he'll say, I was only pretending to be an idiot. Oh, that's good. I love these memes. Oh, shit. You should be dead. Impossible. Yes. Takanashi Kiara! I am. But who are you? That's a good comic. Give us your best. Rai! Rai! Zeppeli bloodline supremacy? Yeah. I'll miss Caesar. Is that Giorno Hubert? Oh my god. Dude has so many posters and figures in his office. Dude, what the oh my god! Holy shit, my man doesn't stop. Oh, look at that star platinum. Oh, cool! Crazy diamond! Oh my god. Nice. Even that Stray Cat. I can see Stray Cat. Nice. And Iggy. This is so cool. Man, I do miss Caesar. He was a bro. Rest in peace, Caesar. Oh my god. Wow. Hey. Hey. Caesarino. Nice one, Caesar. Nice one, Caesarino. Poor Iggy and many other dogs. Yeah, holy shit. The poor dogs. Oh my god. What is this JoJo manga collection? Eh? Shoko Nakagawa is a huge JoJo fan too. That's friggin' sick. I love Shoko Nakagawa. What is this fucking smile? What is this? Daisuke Ono, Jotaro's voice actor in his JoJo collection. Oh my god, he loves JoJo. That's so cool. Look at him. So cool. Despacito. Torture Dance was supposed to be a Prince song, but they couldn't get the permission. Why not? That's so sad. So sad. Hey. Oh no. I, for one, am absolutely going to tattoo the Joe stars on my shoulder back, but it has to be done by an artist I know watches JoJo. It has to be inked with love. That's such a good idea. That's a good idea for a tattoo. Oh my god. What the fuck? The cursed Giorno pen. Is that a pen? Phantom Blood Enjoyers gang, rise up! Prince and JoJo have a rocky history. Ah! That's so unfortunate. If somebody wrote, like, a manga that had, like, a shit ton of references to my music, I'd be like, fuck yeah! But I guess that there are probably a lot of things behind the scenes that, like, make it hard to do that. So, and also it's Prince, and I'm Calliope Morris. And I still haven't reached my full potential yet, but... That will be goat. Yeah. Did I watch the OVAs? Nope, I'm focusing on the main series right now. But maybe someday I'll take your recommendation. Someday. Very protective of the IP. Well, everybody's got and the way they feel about things, it's just... Oh, I see, I see. Well, you know, it is what it is. But at least we can find ways to reference. I mean, the Japanese isn't changed. It's just the English, I guess, which is interesting. Have you seen comment sections of songs that JoJo referenced on YouTube? It's just JoJo fans. That's so funny. Oh my god. Imagine if Araki is a deadbeat. I'd die, honestly. But probably not. Your song is a stand name. Yeah. Araki has a collab with Gucci. Nice! My man. Part 10 would be the last, he said. Oh, that hurts me. I don't want to. No. My favorite stand. Death is a Let's Player. Grim Reaper live streamer. Man. About 4,000 people listening. We could make Iraqi. No. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. No, it's fine. That guy is too busy making JoJo. He made a fashion line. Don't tell me that! I want to look at that now. Wow. My dude. Grim Reaper lives. Do not. Please do not bother that dude. I freaking beg of you. But... Imagine being a hardcore fan and getting to voice Jolin for both JP and an EN. Oh yeah, I read that story, actually. I read that story. There was a voice actress who, like, really, really wanted to be Jolin and, like, landed the role, at least for EN. I didn't know that was the same for Japanese VA. That is crazy. That's such a dream come true. I love hearing when shit like that happens. When a dream comes true like that. Man. Stand name, Ijimeko Bully. That does sound like a stand name. You are aware that part five is when all the men become... I've noticed that. They are all very pretty, but I still love them. Doesn't change anything. Both of them basically got into voice acting to be Jolene. That's so cool! Jolene? Jolene? Is that how it's pronounced? My English brain says that it would be Jolene, but okay, I see. Thank you for correcting me. I don't want to say it wrong. Stan's name? I don't have my effects right now. Gah. Can you imagine? No one can escape my gah. Oh. On that lean. Drinking that 40 ounce. That's an easy way to remember it now. Like the Dolly Parton song. I see, it's a song reference. That's cool. That's cool. What's its ability? Gah? The more that somebody dislikes you, the easier it is to beat them up. Talk shit on the internet. I don't know. Yeah. The more that somebody tries to fight you, the weaker they become to you. Song references all the way down. Nice. Yeah. Yep. That's really strong, yeah. No one's ever avoided my guh. That's a nice one. I'd love to see how they would deflect that. You stand no chance against us. Oh, that's true, yeah. See, that's how they find the weakness of Gah, is they find out that the stand has, like, a shit ton of fans. And they stampede them. Yeah. This is really OP, yeah, until you find that weakness. Your weaknesses are yonder. That's right. Jolene JPVA is apparently a JoJo fan and is shredded as hell. I mean, yeah, only the best. You gotta kill with that power. Gus Stand would be an accident death for comedic effect. Definitely. Everyone gets their shit kicked in and then accidentally gets destroyed. By, like, a group of insane deadbeats. Gotta kill with kindness. Yep, exactly. A new part with only Callie references. That'd be kind of fun. Slim Shady would make a good stand. Yeah, where is my Slim Shady? Can actually Slim Shady be my stand? Slim Shady. Yeah. The VA got into fitness because of JoJo and she's buff as hell. You love to hear that shit. Gah has no weaknesses. Calliope, on the other hand, hey, listen. I'm death. I'll get Limp Bizkit. No. Flaccid Pancake. Grim Shady. Yeah, because, you know, we have copyright issues, right? Notorious B.I.G. is a stand. No! Oh, I freaking love it. Notorious B.I.G. Yes, the English localization would be Grim Shady. Perfect. I love it. Grim Shady. That's what I want. Look up the fan translation of part four. Maybe a little bit later. Yeah, I will. What would Ame's stand be? Something that allows her to time travel, but like. It's like time travel, not like time stopping. Like Zawarudo! Zawarudo. But like a slight time travel, so it can't be too OP. Maybe she can go like either 5 seconds into the past or the future, and it's got like a cooldown. But Dwang. It's a special read. Oh yeah. Crony is basically Ame's stand. Oh, that's a good idea. It's the same stand type as Star Platinum. Must be. Zawaruto! I just buffers her enemies by transferring ping. That's fun. I like that. Ame does have her Rai! Is Ame a JoJo villain? I feel like she'd be an ally. She'd help out. Yeah. Amelia too OP for show. Is Buffson a JoJo villain? Maybe. I feel like she would fit really well in the lore. Has a stand ever made you interested in the band or songs of origin? I know a lot of them, but like I didn't know that all of the ones based like from a certain point were based off exclusively like music and stuff like that. So that makes me really interested to go check it out. Yeah. Dude, check out the 90s OVA if you have time. It's basically just the Dio fight. Nice. That's kind of cool. I'll probably check out the OVAs later. Rai is pronounced like Ree! Buff Ame would be a pillar man. She's the strongest one. She's the strongest pillar man for sure. Man. Kiara's stand would be a giant rooster that's named the Colonel. Oh, that's such a good idea. Such a good idea. I love that. I'm gonna go like some of your memes. Oh my god, The Rock could be Okias. So good. I am the fucking strong. Oh man, this is good shit. Buffer is gonna be AC/DC. AC/DC. Pillar Man theme is my alarm. Good taste. My favorite Pillar Man, AC/DC. Faux show. The monk in part one whose name was literally Tom Petty. I remember that. That gave me a big old chuckle. Oh man. If Fauna Stan would be some buff gym guy, why? It's fun. I like thinking about what everybody's stands would be. That's good shit. Oh, I'm getting sleepy. It's time for me to go to bed. Can we do another one of these soon? That would be really fun if we could do another one of these. Mine has to be a Wham. It's a good choice. Yeah. Hope we can talk about it again sometime soon, please. How soon? Soon. I'll let you know on Twitter, on YouTube, if I'm going to do it soon, but yeah. Hell yeah, we're down? Okay, cool. And I'll always record them, just in case. Tanoshikatta! I love the, like, the chat idea with YouTube as well. Being able to chat with you guys in the YouTube schedule is, like, a really good idea, so we can just use this place to turn it into a live chat for spaces and stuff like that, so heck yeah! Thanks for coming to my JoJo talk, everyone. I didn't expect to talk like about an hour and 20 minutes about JoJo, but I did. I'm going to keep animating. Let's see. Probably for a little bit longer. Watch a little bit more Part 5 and then I'm going to bed. I'm sleepy. I'm getting real sleepy, so. I'll probably forget the animation. I just want to watch JoJo right now. You guys made me want to watch it and then nod off to sleep, so. That's my favorite thing to do recently is fall asleep on the couch and watch JoJo. So it's been nice talking to you guys here. The deadbeats that do like JoJo. Thank you everyone who super chatted. I'll give you a little shout out at the beginning of the next public stream. So thanks for everything, guys. I'm your Mori. Hope you remember me. Thanks for coming to my JoJo talk. Bye, guys. Talk to you soon, okay? Laters. Goodbye. Wish y'all.